Popper tells us that, quote, there rose a new faith in reason, freedom, and the brotherhood of all men. The new faith, and as I believe, the only possible faith of the open society, unquote. And a note in the back reads from Popper, it's most interesting to contrast Sophocles' attitude towards the new faith, humanitarianism, with that of Euripides. Sophocles complains, quote, it's wrong that the lowly born should flourish, while the brave and nobly born are unfortunate, unquote. Euripides replies with antiphon that the distinction between the nobly and the low-born, especially slaves, is merely verbal. Quote, the name alone brings shame upon the slave, unquote. And it can be found on page 299 of volume 1, The Open Society and Its Enemies. Popper has shown us that, quote, a humanitarian ethics requires an individualistic interpretation of justice, having a self, a judgment independent from that imposed or sanctioned by the state. And these quotes above show us why. The power of our first allegiance to life itself, to humanity itself, has, since class began, always been the chiefest threat to power, against which Plato has schooled it to be ever vigilant. I consider this to be the only basis for true altruism, one given by our independent judgment, our earth-given process of analysis that comes from our study of the earth. Without this independence, we are wholly crafted by power, which is why Alice Miller is such a threat. Another word for this altruism is heart. And of course, if you're power, you'll be determined to steer heart away from avenues disadvantageous to power, and therefore away from the questions that arise, and they arise for youth. That's why we gotta start talking the truth with young people and not get them steered wrong early on. It takes then a lifetime to get back on track. That's wrong. The questions, and therefore those avenues that we might go towards. When we look at the questions that arise, when you notice the endless capacity of the system to churn up problems, power is determined to turn us away from wanting to end the turns that make the chronic problems, that continuously churn them, to keep us from figuring out that we can create new ones, new terms that allow for a self-reinforcing, self-sustaining health cycle for the species as a whole, as the truth is that our gifts and heart are boundless.